All day long, doubt lay heavy as the clouds on Kennedy Space Center. The weather, the threat of rain and heavy cloud, put the launch in question. But 9 minutes before the projected liftoff, the countdown clock here started ticking off the seconds. NASA gave the go for launch.
So with that, we are clear, network and wishes, you're go to launch.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
This final mission would carry supplies to the International Space Station that previous shuttles had lugged up into the sky. Then, at 30 seconds before launch, the countdown clock stopped. There was a problem.
33.
Clock will hold at T-minus 31 seconds due to a failure.
And we have had a failure.
For a nerve-wracking minute, the takeoff sequence paused. There was a window of only 9 minutes for this shuttle launch.
MTD, CTLS on 212, we're ready to go. All right, very good.
But then the clock began again. The orbiter's engines fired. Then the slim white solid rocket boosters leapt into life. Steam billowed from the launch site. Two torrents of yellow fire poured from the shuttle. A deep roar took hold of the sky. For half a minute, spectators stood transfixed. And then the last shuttle slipped through the clouds, powering its way towards the stars.